This is episode 1118. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast, and welcome to another edition as we continue along our series all about happiness, where you are issued a happiness challenge. If you're just joining us, no worries. You can jump in on any episode and you haven't missed a thing. The only thing for you to do is to select an area of your life where you're not experiencing too much happiness and focus on this area as you do today's meditation technique. And if you continue with us in this series this week, every single day you'll discover a new meditation technique to help you improve happiness in this one area of your life. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is always customized around a theme we explore for a full week. That way you can learn to really master a particular quality in your life. So consider this area of your life you're focusing on. Many people think of happiness as a destination where if you could only lose a certain amount of weight or have a particular job title or drive a certain car or live in a certain neighborhood or be with a certain person, you may feel as though you've arrived and you are happy. But what research shows is that actually people find when they've reached a goal, they feel satisfaction and they do feel a boost of happiness short term. But then they get used to their new level of happiness and then they don't really experience a deep sense of happiness anymore. So when you think about what you're focusing on in your own life and how to improve your happiness in this particular area of your life, think more about what would make your life more meaningful in this particular area. And think less about achieving happiness. Think more about what it means and how meaningful it is to you. And as you do this, you're going to go for the longer rhythm of happiness rather than the short-term achievement of it. So, the technique I'm going to share with you today involves having the option to do a mudra. And a mudra is a way you hold your hands. There are a lot of pressure points on your hands, especially around your fingertips. And so when you do a mudra, when you hold your hands a particular way, this stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. It's very similar to as if you were to stretch into a yoga pose or do acupressure. So I challenge you, as you do your happiness challenge, to try today's mudra and see how it works for you. You can see a picture of the mudra over at my private Facebook page, which is at Sip and Om. So it's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Sip and Om. I always leave a photo there of the weekly mudra, so you can take a look at what it looks like. So now, let's settle you in to your meditation. Remember, you can do these techniques on or off your meditation cushion. So you might be going about your day as you do the mudra, and that is fine. This mudra is called the Ganesha Mudra, and it strengthens your heart, and it helps you to overcome obstacles. To do the mudra, hold your hands up at your chest and clasp your hands. So you're going to clasp your hands with your left palm facing outward and your right palm will be facing your chest. And as you're holding the mudra this way, your fingers are clasped with your left palm facing outward and your right palm facing towards your chest. Pull your hands apart, not completely apart. Pull your fingers apart. Very nice. Now, as you hold the mudra and you pull your hands apart, but not really pulling them apart, just pulling them firmly, you're going to be tensing the muscles of your upper arms and chest area. And you can inhale as you do this, and this lets go of tension. So do this 6 times. And then go ahead and switch hands. So in that case, your right hand will be in front of your chest with the palm facing outward and your fingers are bent and your left hand is grasping your right hand with your left hand facing your chest. Again, pulling your clasped hands as if you're pulling them apart, but not really pulling them apart, just really activating your chest area. And do this for 6 times. Pulling for 6 times. So this is your mudra meditation technique for today. And if you're not doing the mudra, if you're not really sure about mudras, go ahead and focus on the area of your life you're wanting to change and noticing where you feel pulled in different directions and where you feel nice and steady. If you'd like to be guided in a meditation every single day, I share a brand new meditation over at my website at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M, Sip and Om. And there you're going to find a membership site where I share a brand new daily meditation. This will very soon be an app, and you also get a slowdown guide with all the techniques listed nicely for you. As well, you get a slowdown guide with all the techniques listed for you. You also get private Facebook access and over 1,000 meditations. So again, that's at my website at sipandom.com. I'd love to see you there. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.